Newsline. Officials all across the Bay Area have been preparing for the storm, which is now hitting the Bay Area in its clutches. San Francisco, one of several agencies having trouble meeting the demand for sandbags. Phil, some businesses in the city suffered pretty heavy damage during the last storm on New Year's Eve. This one is supposed to be worse. So what can and can't the city do?
That's a good question. What it can do is hand out sandbags, and they've been doing that, and they've been running out. They've run out a couple of times. They've even actually sent a fleet of trucks over to Fremont, where the sandbags are made, to pick up loads there. So far, they've distributed over 11,000 of them, and that's, you know, protect you from the waters. But San Francisco is a unique city in California in many ways, and one of them is that it actually has the same lines for sewer and water drainage, and that backs up, and we've seen that across San Francisco in the Mission District and other areas. They're on plans to build like $600 million worth of renovations in that system, but it hasn't started yet, and it's not going to help for this storm. So city officials are crossing their fingers, hoping it doesn't flood, and if it does flood, people are able to protect themselves. What they're really worried about, and so are other agencies across the Bay Area, is wind. Wind can chop trees, put power outages out, and increase the pressure all the way across. They're also worried about a flood of calls coming into 911, so people all across the Bay Area are saying, look, if you've got an emergency, try not to use 911 unless it's life-threatening. Those are the things that San Francisco is working on. They are bracing for this. They have they're still out there. They're working it as hard as they can. And the mayor just had another press conference to update people on it. It's steady as you go, and the line is stay out there. And even the vice president, Kamala Harris, has called in to check and see how the Bay Area is doing. And everybody said so far, we're bracing.
Yeah, that's the word of the day. KCBS insider Phil Mateer, and Phil will be on live again at 7:50 tomorrow morning with Margie and Eric on KCBS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.